Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am too smart. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. If you've been listening already, thank you for that. We especially appreciate that because we consider that a sign of high intelligence. But if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. Trish Rubin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Trish is an organizational consultant, speaker, and writer and trainer. She is the author of New York Minute, Trish Rubin's New York Minute, 60-second tips to megawatt business power, and she is one of our top networking experts, and she's here to talk to us about some new stuff. Believe it or not, there's some new stuff under the sun. Trish Rubin, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. How are things in the Big Apple?
Things are beautiful, wonderful, and a very active summer, and we've had the best weather, so... not too much humidity, which makes it good to get out and meet people.
Well, I hope you'll hold that for me because I'm going to be up there in about 2 weeks.
Wonderful.
I'm going to be up there week after next. I'll have to get together and let you buy my lunch or something. that wasn't how you thought that would work, did it? Is it?
Yeah, and I'm hoping I'm going to be in Napa Valley, California, 15th, and for about a week. So I hope.
You know, how did you know I was coming? See, that's my new network. my new networking strategy. See, I have a new networking strategy too, Trish, and it's get other people to buy my lunch instead of me buying it.
Oh, that's chapter two of my book.
I got you. Hey, listen, is there anything new under the sun in networking?
Well, yeah, there is actually. And this beautiful sunny morning, I get to talk a little bit about what I'm developing, what I'm doing. I came up with a framework that using in my second book as I'm continuing to rewrite it and revise it. It's in a big draft form. I have come up with a framework called ACE, and I spoke a little bit about it the last time we talked, but I'm really refining it. And ACE as a networking model is associate, create, and engage. And working off of
say
that,
say that again.
Clients, associate, create, engage.
All right. I like it. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Trish.
Okay. And so when I speak with my clients and I develop their networks with them, we work out of a model that helps them to understand the processes that go into associating with people, creating events, especially in creating situations with people who you want to bring close to as clients, and then the power of just opening up yourself and engaging in what I call the what-if moment. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, you really create a lot of power in the way you meet people.
Now, talk to us about this what-if moment. What is that?
The what-if moment for me is, well, especially in a big city, it's really being open to meeting people in many different ways. Walking down the street, actually, and meeting safe people, not just talking to everyone you meet.
You mean actually being friendly in New York City?
Yes, and that's really one of my missions is to be one of the most open people in New York.
Don't they arrest people like that there?
The ones who are not friendly, they arrest.
I'm just teasing, folks. New York can be a very friendly city. I've made wonderful friends there. I've had nice chats with people at a diner sitting at the counter.
Exactly.
People, you know, I mean, people in New York are very,
exactly,
very, very friendly people. I'm just having a little
receptive
fun. I'm glad to be able to correct the record there. I love New York City.
I know you do, Jim, and we'd love to have you come back here. And so when I say engage, even when I'm not in New York, let's say I'm on a train, I'm t- taking an airplane trip, I'm meeting a client, I'm always aware of the fact that there are people around me, and the what-if moment is who's sitting next to you in an airplane, who's sitting next to you as you're waiting in a terminal, and could they possibly be your next client or even your best mm-hmm. referral?
You never know, do you? How many times? I'll tell you what's happened to me before, Trish. I have actually, for some reason, I mean, as you know, I mean, I'm usually a pretty hell fellow well met kind of guy, but I have had times when I really didn't want to meet anybody or whatever, and some person was either they thrust themselves on me or we got thrust together. And it turns out that this was like a connection of a lifetime, and I almost missed it.
Absolutely true. Actually, the meeting I'm having this morning is with a woman that I met in an elevator, and you know, elevators tend to make people nervous. No one wants to say anything.
Hold that thought, Trish.
Yes.
I have a hard time meeting women in elevators. They don't like it too much when I do that. Stand by 22. Right back with Trish Rubin. Her book is called Trish Rubin's New York Minute. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Back at 17 till, little Mickey and Sylvia bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. You'll check those out and use them to your advantage. Trish Rubin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the author of New York Minute and Trish Rubin's New York Minute. Trish, give us your website and tell us how we can find your book.
You can find my book on Amazon.com, and I am www.trnewyorkminute.com.
trnewyorkminute.com. All right, so check that out, folks. Trish, we were talking about the moment?
The what-if category.
The what-if category. Yeah, the what-if category, and which is where you come upon a situation and you know, it could go either way. It could be either you'll never connect with this person ever again, your ships were only passing at this moment, or you could connect with that person and maybe create a friendship for life.
Right, so it's really an awareness that you begin to develop in yourself and almost having a radar for people, and then moves as you travel. If you're in one part of the world, then you have to observe the part of the world that you're in and see how people are responding to you. But I find that it, unlike a created event, these are serendipitous events, but my elevator story wound up really powerfully impacting me because I actually met a woman who became my associate and who is an accomplished voice specialist in New York, and we've been partnering on created events that help people use their voices in business.
And your ships literally passed over a few floors on an elevator.
Absolutely.
That's the only connection, only way you guys would ever connected.
Absolutely. Yes, yes.
How
so it's really opening yourself up and feeling confident, which is a part of networking that's necessary, is to be confident as you present yourself in many different and flex ways.
A member of my another member of my Brain Trust, Trish, is Jim Ballard, and one of the things he's talked to us on the show before about is he calls it expecting serendipity.
Yes, I love
that. You used that word a minute ago, but he says we should expect serendipity, and I like that. Now, the way I've always said this, if that's a little too fruity for you folks, what I'd like to think, the way I like to think about Trish, is making yourself available to the possibilities.
That's really good, and that's a little bit that goes further with my framework. I've now begun. This is very interesting for you to hear because this is new for you. I know you like new things. I have taken the creative part of my networking where I actually create events, and I've launched a networking brand, and that's my piece that's coming off of my book and my work mm-hmm. with my clients that is new. I'm launching a brand called Trish Rubin's New York Minute, Backwards in Heels Networking.
Backwards in Heels. All right. Tell the audience where that comes from. I love this.
That comes from Ann Richardson's quote about Ginger Rogers, that she could do anything a man could do, and she could do it backwards and in heels.
Well, what I remember about that story was that she said, you know, everybody thinks that Fred Astaire is such a great dancer, and he got all the publicity, and he has a dance studio, blah blah blah, a dance franchise. But don't forget, Ginger Rogers did every step backwards and in heels.
Yeah, so I use that as an empowerment branding for networking events for women, and I've been running a series of them here in New York. Big events for over 100 women, and they're themed toward the career choices. My first was women lawyers. So,
but only women, huh? I mean, you know, I look pretty good in a nice pair of sunglasses.
No, and then this is the good idea. I'm sure you do. This is the good idea. In between the big events for women, which I call big dances, I run mixers, and that's when women can invite the men who they
bring the guys
with.
In to legitimize this thing.
Yes, we bring the guys in, and
now, don't they already have that? Isn't that called Ladies' Night?
But that usually takes place at the pub.
Oh yeah, okay, all right. So no vodka shooters at this party, right?
We do serve a little wine, but we meet high above New York in Times Square in great offices that my attorneys give me, in big conference rooms, and it's just a great, exciting scene. So I'm running several very interesting networking mixers.
So how does this work? So you have a bunch of women come together, and you talk about how women can do a better job of networking?
Yeah, there's a panel that's part of the event. The event is for women to meet women, network, exchange business cards, enjoy themselves, too, because I usually have makeup specialists and
I love those parties.
Yes, and they get a chance to enjoy that service that my sponsors offer, and then they get a chance to network, and then each panelist, I have four panelists, they get seven New York minutes on a topic. So my first topic was making it in a man's world, and there was a room full of lawyers who wanted to hear how this happens. And then the second topic was reinventing yourself in a tough economy.
Yeah.
So these are topics that women want information on.
Right.
So it's not only social experience of networking, but it's the learned process of networking, mm-hmm. which I'm interested in. And you know, my background.
And do you talk about helping women gain and grow their self-confidence? That's an issue that a lot of the women experts that I talk to say that needs to be done.
Absolutely. And so on that note, I'm testing this theme by going to California. And I'm going to meet with my wine client, who I think I've talked to you about. He's got a great vineyard in California. And we're going to talk about doing events in California, starting in Napa, backwards in Hill.
I was going to say, this is something we need to get around the country. But when we come back, I want Trish to tell us how the guys fit into all this. Because you know, it's not very cool to be dancing backwards in heels if you're not dancing with a guy, right? Tintil, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Stay with us.
Don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you. I can feel a new expression on my face. I can feel a sudden sensation.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Lassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Trish Rubin, the author of Trish Rubin's New York Minute. And we're talking about a new networking scheme, networking strategy that Trish has. And she starts out by bringing women in and talking about women's issues. And we're just about to get to the part where we bring the guys in, right, Trish?
That's right. And the big events are called big dances, since I'm theming around the idea of dancing as a business strategy. And the smaller events are called mixers. And the smaller events have two important panelists who talk about a theme, one man and one woman. So it's a dancing combination there. And women get
now
to
you know that calling it a big dance might turn off some of the guys, right?
The big dance is going to turn off guys because they're not invited to that.
Okay. What are we going to call the parts that they get invited to? The big hunting camp or the 19th hole? How about
the
that?
The 19th hole. Yeah. Well, we're calling it the mixer. They're mixers.
Now all the makeup stuff's going to be gone by the time they get there, right?
Oh, they don't. That's only for the big dances. The mixers
I got you.
are are really meant to show that women and men can actually work and network together and be very powerful. And here's an interesting idea that I'm giving you. My next mixer is in September, and it's a breakfast mixer. And we meet at 8 o'clock in the morning. We have our coffee and breakfast, but I'm calling it a networking breakfast morning thing. So we're actually...
And that's going to be in New York City?
Yeah, we're going to sing together before we go to our hard jobs that are full of pressure. We're going to make beautiful music.
You talking about like show tunes?
Well, we're probably going to sing a camp song first. Get
Kumbaya,
everybody excited,
right?
At that. And we're going to do that, yes. And then we're going to sing some New York tunes. And no one has done this, and I love to do things that are unique.
Well, now, you know, Trisha, I've had to learn this the hard way. Sometimes the reason nobody's doing something is because it's not supposed to be done. I'm not throwing water on your idea. I mean, you know, I do some things that nobody else does, and so, you know, that makes me either really smart or really stupid. We don't know.
I know. Well, you know what I know. I know I'm on the right track because the TLC network has a reality show starting at the end of September, and it's about singing in the office.
All right.
So when I heard that, I thought, wait, somebody is picking my brain here, but. Yeah, everybody, and the nice thing is you know when you're on the right track when you get the sponsors.
And,
yeah, they're very interested, and people here love it because, like you said at the beginning of the conversation, a lot of people think of New York as cold and unapproachable. In many ways, Jim, and I know you know this, it is the smallest of small towns.
It really is, but let me tell you something else, the reason I'm excited about what you're talking about. We got to figure out how to get fun back into the marketplace.
Yeah.
Between political correctness and the quarterly earnings guidance that big companies are given to the analysts, between political correctness and that kind of stuff, and that in Wall Street, this Wall Street being wired so tight, we've taken the fun right out of the marketplace. We got to figure out how to lighten things up a little bit.
And that's what I'm responding to as well with the people I see here and talk to.
I mean, when you call on people in big companies, sometimes they look like they're about to become be executed or something.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
I see it a lot. You see it even on the street here.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about walking by places like Bear Stearns.
And small companies, the people act like they're zombies or something. Sometimes they just like they're just showing up for work or something.
Yeah.
There's no connection, no engagement.
And that's what I want to do with some of these events, especially something like a sing, that we get people really. The research will tell you that once you start singing, you're elevating your brain chemistry. You're feeling good. You're taking in oxygen. You're going to walk out of that room at 9 o'clock in the morning feeling like you can face that hard meeting.
I worked for Sears in the late 60s, early 70s, and once a week at least, maybe more, we'd get together before the store opened and have a rah-rah session like you're talking about. Sometimes we'd sing. We'd have skits. It was the happiest professional time of my life.
I'm going to try
and
to...
Everybody loved it.
Yes, and the people who like that approach will come. It's what you know, some will, some won't, and then so what if they don't?
You know what? Those are the ones we beat in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm looking for the some will.
I like your enthusiasm. I like this campaign you're on, and I'll do whatever I can to help you because I think you're onto something. Give us your website one more time quickly.
www.trnewyorkminute.com.
Hey, thanks, Trish, for being here. Good job. I'll see you in New York in a couple of weeks.
Yes, looking forward.
Sorry, see you later. Got to go for this
Bye.
Hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.